This is WNBC New York, 66 NBC. At 7:32, this is Will Spence, WNBC News. The MTA says 60 hours of Labor Day weekend will be half fare, running from 6 Saturday night to 1 Tuesday morning. You can go half price in the city's subways, buses, and trains. The half fare program includes the Long Island, Harlem, Hudson, and New Haven railroads. Transit officials say they'll put extra trains on to handle the rush out of the city today and the rush back Monday.
This is the foreman employed in 1976. The newscaster came straight in from a sounder. The stories were almost never more than 15 seconds long. Any humor was reserved for use near the end.
A judge for the Federal Trade Commission has ruled that Borden Incorporated has maintained an illegal monopoly in processed lemon juice. The judge says the real lemon juice controls up to 90% of its market. Borden says it's appealing that decision. WNBC News time. 7:34.
Hey, what's going on in here? You're not supposed to be in this. The newsman's booth. Get the hell out of here. Play the commercial.
Good morning, America. Good morning, America.
Hi, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Don Imus, and someone has broken into the newsroom. And so I have thrown that person out, and I'll finish it. In sports, the Giants beat the Mets 10-7. The weather for the tri-state area: sunny today, high 73. Clear tonight, low 63. Sunny Saturday, high 83. Partly sunny on Sunday. In Rockefeller Center, it's 54 degrees. This is Will Spence, WNBC News.
Oh, boy. Thank you. 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Charles McCord. And here in the metropolitan area, Scott A., four more for Governor Kerry. Here, four more for Governor Grasso. There in Connecticut, both state chief executives winning smashing victories in yesterday's elections.
The 1978 format employs no news sounder. The stories can be longer. Meredith Hollis, in fact, thinks listeners probably enjoy it more.
Over in Jersey, this man, Bill Bradley.
Jeff Bell was a hard and worthy adversary, and for that, he has my respect.
Defeated this man, Republican Bell, for a U.S. Senate seat.
Given the success of our campaign in getting our message across, the verdict of the voters is clear. For the present, the electorate wants Mr. Bradley's policies rather than mine. But what has proved true in 1978 may not prove true in the politics of the 1980s.
One thing appeared to prove true, that Jerseyans want no more expansion of gambling. They turned down the idea of legalizing betting on the sport of highlight, though they did approve four other statewide bond issues. Other developments in the metropolitan area...
There's more continuity because now we have a handoff from the jock instead of the newscaster just starting in with the newscast.
Does this reach a different type of person, the format that you're running now, and does it communicate to people better?
I think it does. It's more conversational. They're both cheerful. We're trying to reach an 18 to 35 audience, and I think with a smoother introduction into the news, it fits in better with programming, and as I said, there is more continuity. I think it's more pleasant to listen to. There's no story count right now. Back then, there was a story count that meant you had to get a certain number of stories into your newscast, no matter what the news was. So you could run into some pretty dull stories on some slow news days. Now, if you have, say, three good stories, you can expand on one or two.
The newer format also provides a smooth segue into the network news.
And speaking of voters, we'll catch up on the races nationally all around the country now from NBC newsman Don Blair. At this hour,
we get a tone from the network. That lets us know that the network is coming up. We then conclude our local newscast, and we have 7 seconds to tease into the network, to name the network newscaster and tease his first story. So that also gives us continuity. It lets the audience know that we're aware of what the network is doing.
Do you have to call them up to find out what they're doing?
Of course. Usually as close to airtime as possible, because lead stories can change very quickly. Especially with a breaking story. We should be able to get out of our stories after, say, the first sentence. That is when we're going into a network newscast. But then again, ad-libbing comes in.
In other developments, there's been a terrible fire in New York City this morning. 6 people are dead, 4 others hurt in a fire that swept an apartment house in the Morrisania section of the Bronx. Let's catch up right now with the national election results, and we'll be getting that from NBC newsman Don Blair. Beg your pardon? We are going to Don Blair a little bit early. Is that exactly correct? Okay. In other news locally, we're having a little bit of feedback problem. Harry, do you know exactly what's causing that by any chance? You do know what's causing that, but there's nothing you can do about it. Is that right? The captain and members of the crew of the Staten Island ferry boat that crashed into a concrete seawall at Battery Park yesterday have been subpoenaed to appear as witnesses in a Coast Guard hearing today. New York City investigators also will begin a probe today to find the cause of the accident, in which an estimated 240 passengers were hurt. The ferry boat, the American Legion, was packed with 2,000 rush hour passengers when it hit the seawall yesterday, traveling through a very heavy fog at the time, and had happened to miss the Manhattan ferry slip by as much as 700 feet, according to the initial investigation that will be continuing today. Now, we'll catch up with the results of the elections yesterday all across the country, and we'll be going now to NBC Newsman Don Clear.
Incumbent Republican Senator Charles Percy of Illinois was doing poorly in...
In sports, upset in Monday night NFL action, the Colts defeating the Skins 21-17. Baltimore quarterback Burt Jones... Baltimore quarterback Burt Jones managing to complete 10 of 19 passes despite an injured right shoulder. Heard it again in the third period last night.
But had an injured tongue for a while.
Huh?
But had an injured tongue.
He may have. No, Fran Tarkenton's got the injured, what you call your basic mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he had to have 60 stitches after being injured. Messed up his lips. Had to knocked out some permanent caps, that kind of stuff. Had to go to the dentist and also to the plastic surgeon to have his lips repaired.
Mm, painful.
And he'll be back in action this weekend, I understand, according to Coach. Says, yeah, boy, get in there. You ain't hurt.
That's incredible.
Get out there. Throw that ball.
Isn't that incredible how those guys come right back?
Sure it is incredible. What do you mean? You got a broken leg? Get out there. What are you, sissy or something? Get in there, boy. Cloudy and cooler today and tonight with a chance of occasional light rain. The high today about 60. Low tonight, 43 degrees. Partly cloudy and cool with a high of about 55 tomorrow. Thursday's outlook, fair and mild.
That's fair and mild. I understand.
Beg your pardon.
I know.
Listen, John Chancellor can do it, so can I.
Absolutely.
Don't be apathetic on Election Day.
Let me make you feel better.
Don't be apathetic on Election Day. You owe it to yourself to get the government you want. Why am I reading this like a limerick? Don't be apathetic on Election Day. You owe it to yourself to get the government you want.
What's the punchline?
It is written that way.
I know.
Don't forget to vote for the candidates of your choice today.
Permashave.
Oh, that's awful. Yes, sir. Yes, see, it's 51 degrees on the morn of Election Day.
In other words, get out and vote. That's what I think we're trying to say with all that.
I think that was it. Get out and vote. Do your duty. 51 degrees, and that is what's happening.
Certainly is.
I'm Roy Clark.
Well, thank you kindly, pal. Good buddy.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning. WNBC.
New York.
Good writing and good presentation, you just can't beat that. However, if you could only have one, I'd say good presentation would be not far more important, but more important than good writing. If you can have the best written story in the world, and if the newscaster is dull and boring, that's exactly what he's going to communicate to the audience. A very good newscaster who is able to present his stories well to the audience will sound alive. He'll be able to grab their attention with his voice, and it makes a lot of difference.